strangers who were holding him down. And when people tried to help, they pushed them away. Your response?
I was witnessing a murder. That's what I said. It was painful and crushing. You know, here was a great artist being murdered in front of my eyes. And the fact that this gentleman is just walking the streets, it's a tragedy.
Juwanza Williams, there have been many people arrested in the last few days demanding the arrest of Penny, the ex-Marine who put him in a chokehold until he died. He hasn't been arrested. Many others have. Can you respond to the video, what you understand happened, and what you're calling for now?
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Amy. I deeply appreciate it. And as Lorenzo was saying, you know, I'm thinking a lot about the humanity of black people and what we're experiencing across these racist, violent United States. And I think that what happened is a catastrophe. And I think that we should honor the demands of the Neely family and have this person arrested. But really, I want to talk about, you know, one, for black people to avoid continue watching the kinds of videos that create psychic harm for all of us, because these things affect our bodies and our mentalities. So I've avoided watching that video because I don't need to see another black person lynched again in this country. And so I avoided that video, and I don't want to watch that. So I can't speak to it specifically. But what I can say is that what has happened to Jordan Neely is very reminds us that it's not, unfortunately, that his story is that unique. The fact is that over the since 2022, over 815 people experiencing homelessness in New York have died in public spaces. This is a structural phenomena, and I have to say that we have to hold also not just the murderer accountable. We have to hold Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for their continued right-wing, hyper-conservative, fear-mongering politics and politicking about our lives. Like the fact that they flooded our subways with police to respond to people experiencing homelessness in the subway, and yet these same police officers were nowhere to be found when it was time to protect Jordan Neely from the violence of a white man, former Marine, strangling him to death. So what we need to see is not a mobilization of violence, but a mobilization of care in our subways. And our Homelessness Union at Vocal New York has been calling for that for multiple years. And so for me, I think that the state needs to do what it needs to do, what it always does, and, you know, use its carceral system to bring some kind of justice to this family. But I don't believe in the carceral system, so I have to say we want to build a loving and caring infrastructure in our city. So that means that Mayor Eric Adams, right now in the middle of this budget negotiation, needs to put our billions of dollars where they need to be in support of housing, in you know, wraparound services, safe haven beds. We need to see people rapidly rehouse out of shelters into secure housing, and sometimes that means housing vouchers, et cetera. And there's so many different things that need to happen. And I think that, you know, Governor Hochul, you know, just passed a state budget that didn't pass Daniel's law that would have automatically created mental health teams throughout the state so that they could actually respond to people who are actually in mental health crisis. And I'm not saying that Jordan Neely was, because everyone is, you know, has deputized themselves to be like police in public, but they have also deputized themselves as psychologists. They are not psychologists. They are other commuters, and they do not have the right to diagnose anybody in the subway. Leave that to the professionals. And those professionals are not police officers.
I want to thank you both for being with us and ask you to stay with us, because we're going to do a post-show interview. We're going to post online at democracynow.org. Juwanza Williams, director of organizing at Vocal New York, and Lorenzo Larocque, who knew Jordan Neely for 20 years, as they are both street performers on the street and in the New York City subway system. You can go to democracynow.org for that part two, as well as the part two of the conversation with the anti-death penalty activist sister Helen Prejean, talking about the case of Richard Glossop and so much more. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresaina, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, Sanji Lopez. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Stand here. The family doesn't live here anymore. on the bar looking at me, I'm looking at you. The house doesn't stand here. The family doesn't live here.
Chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see. Everybody's got to hold on hope. It's the last thing that's holding me.
Say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I'll waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. For you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentle man. We got the sky to talk about and the world to lie on. Well, days up and down they come, like rain on a kunda drum. Forget most, remember some, all but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough. Nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone. All you keep is the getting there. But to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and sleep out of your. Goodbye to all my friends, it's time to go again. Think all the poetry and the picking down the line. I miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear, but it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, it may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill. Them holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm. Sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make. The time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea. Some toil upon the stone. But to live's to fly. Low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings. And the sleep out of your eyes. I'll shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes. Thank you.
The stars are shining brighter than the night that I remember. My thoughts are like a river, reflecting in all directions. I'm gonna afford her, but not today. I'm gonna ride her, but not today. Rise, rise away.
cars are by the river. Clouds are in the coffee shops around here. I'm gonna afford her, but not today. I'm gonna ride her, but not today. I'm over you, I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm over you.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sitting lotus on the floor, belly dancing beauty with a power-driven soul. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think it'd be much more. In walked Rodney Garcia with Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes in the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head. Bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
like a mother to his son. Like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bones. Same old song, happy years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Tongues of fire, a host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. When it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're alive." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Mm-hmm.
quite silent, each mortal at rest, when me and my true love lay snug in one nest. When a bold set of ruffians broke into our cave, and they forced my dear jewel to plow the salt wave, I begged hard for my darling as I would for my life, but they'd not listen to me.
Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers. Thank you.
patate and pull me go de gratin.
mais j'ai roulé et j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé et j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. Pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. On n'est pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu vas me quitter, mon cœur pense à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je m'en garde les flammes d'en bas. Et je garde les flammes d'en bas. Un bébé caché, et moi je peux pas la bébé, c'est elle qui va me manquer. Vocals, acoustic guitar, Jim McGraw on accordion, Tom Greasy on the drums, Billy Ware on the percussion, Richard Reed on the bass and the fiddle, Ben Williams on the sound, yours truly, Michael Ducey. It was a pleasure. Hope you can agilize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just be la déquipe bien. Au revoir, tout le thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, real vinyl.